Hello.
Hey.
That's gonna sound creepy. Here we are, another week, another podcast. You're listening to the On Call Room, bitches.
A podcast, or a Grey's Anatomy podcast, with your hosts, Bree.
And Abby.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. I was looking forward to this today.
Yeah, I had a day at work. You know, when you just have a day, and you're like, I'm having a day.
Yeah, I can relate, empathize from TV shows I've watched. My days at work are a little different.
Yeah. It was nothing bad, but it was just definitely felt like a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had started my period, and so I was like,
I think I have empathy cramps for you because you told me you were cramping a couple days ago, and then today I had to take ibuprofen because my insides were a twirling.
Yeah, a twirling. Yeah, it was just, you know, I put on all my essential oils and they weren't working, and so I finally just took 800 ibuprofen, so fuck it.
Not 800 ibuprofen.
No, like 800. I take four 200.
I was just picturing, I took 800.
I took 800 of them, and now I'm dying. My liver is failing.
I've actually cut her LVAD wire. Yeah. She's dying. Mm-hmm. Too soon?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, we kind of talked on the phone, but we were away again this weekend.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there, listeners, and this is maybe TMI, but we already started talking about our periods. I think I have a problem. I've not yet had children, but I laugh so hard when I'm drinking that I pee my pants.
Yeah, what's going to happen when you have children?
I don't know.
Do your Kegels?
Like, how often should I be doing them?
I'm doing them right now.
I feel like I can't eat. I'm also eating, podcasting, and Kegeling all at once. I sometimes don't know if I'm actually doing them.
Yeah,
or like squeezing my sphincter. Or something.
Yeah, I think I do them wrong. I don't know.
Whatever. Is that supposed to help?
Yeah, it tightens that muscle.
Mm. Yeah, that muscle, but apparently is not tight. It's just a bummer. Like, because I'll be, like, having a great time wearing a nice cashmere sweater and some black skinny jeans, and something happens that is so funny, and I have to fall to the ground on all fours. Like, to try, somehow in my brain, like, that prevents it, like, getting low.
I mean, I don't like peeing my pants, but it is funny when it happens. Like, it's even fun. Then you laugh even harder because you peed your pants.
And then there's two levels. There's the kind where you do just enough.
Like that a squirt?
You don't need to tell anyone, and yeah, you just have to sit with it, literally. Yeah. Or there's the kind where, like, I just had to go up to the stairs and come out with new pants on.
Yeah.
Which, this has been a theme my whole life. Like, this isn't, like, when I just, like, this, I pee, and I can barely hold my pee. So I just think, do I have a problem? Listeners.
Maybe you've had a chronic bladder infection, because that's a big part of having a...
I did have those when I was little, because I would hold it all day long at elementary school.
Oh, because you were afraid to go?
Yeah, apparently. And then I would, like, crawl off the school bus. Like, Mom!
Wait, and, like, I was... Okay, to be fair, I have this terrible memory. I was, like, probably 5 or 6.
Okay.
Like, really young. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet. I was in, like, DK, developmental kindergarten, because I wasn't old enough to go to kindergarten.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Montessori, and I remember I went to the bathroom, and I was peeing.
Oh, no.
And the older kids were in there, and they were laughing. And for some reason, I thought, this is, like, my social anxiety, I thought they were laughing at me peeing.
Common mistake.
Right. So, I, like, the next couple days that I went to school, I was so afraid to go to the bathroom, in fear of these big kids laughing at me peeing. So I ended up peeing my pants one day and sat in my pee all day. I was a pee kid. Why did teachers never, like, I must have smelled like urine.
I feel like they probably would have laughed at you more.
Peed my pants?
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so I remember being so uncomfortable, and my mom finally picked me up, and, like, when I got home, I changed, and she asked me why I changed, and I just said my pants were uncomfortable.
A comment. That's what I said this weekend.
Yeah.
Really, it was like this joke. Also, then I get embarrassed that I laughed so hard at the person that said whatever was funny. Like, a lot of times in high school, though, my problem was, like, a boy that said something funny, and I was nervous to begin with. So then, like, speed. Like, once, this is...
Have you ever, like, peed the bed drinking?
No.
I haven't either.
I make sure to go pee before I go to bed. I feel like I'm good about that.
Now that I say that, it'll probably happen to me this tonight. Weekend or something.
Okay, this is maybe one of the most mortifying things that happened to me.
I love that you're sharing it.
I was dating like a friend of ours. It's a high school.
Okay.
We were just like casual dating. And he was over at a friend's house, and for some reason, we thought it would be fun, like, to do, we were, like, airplaning each other, where you lay on your back, put your legs up in the air, and, like, yeah, and he airplaned me. Actually, I don't think we were dating yet, I just had a crush on him. And, you know, their feet are literally on your bladder, and I started laughing and was, like, being held up, so, like, I could not come down, and, like, I did the kind of pee where it did not stop. Like, it just, like, and I could feel it. And so then I remember sitting cross-legged on the carpet, being like, huh, like, talking. And they were like, let's go outside. And I was like, okay, be there in a minute. And like, I went upstairs. It was not even my house. It was my friend's house. And I like looked through her closet. I found some like comfy shorts and I put them on and then came back downstairs in shorts. And they were like, why did you? I was like, I was uncomfortable. So I wet myself.
You peed on him?
No, it stayed in my pants. But like, I mean, like it was the kind of pee where like you can't go back out there in those pants.
You can't. Do you think they knew?
I think I told him later on in life. But yeah, it was a little traumatizing.
Yeah.
Because it was like, do I really not have that much control? So
One time I was running home. This was like high school.
I was running home.
And I like ran into my mom's bathroom. I had to pee so bad. And I pulled my pants down, sat down, and I started peeing. But I forgot to pull my
underwear down. Oh, the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, like getting into the shower with your socks on.
Yeah. I've never done that. But okay.
It's weird.
Yeah. And then I remember like feeling super embarrassed and telling my mom. And my mom just laughing and be like, it happened.
Have you ever... Sorry, I shouldn't be eating and podcasting. Have you ever sat on the toilet and peed without putting this top up?
No!
I did that once, like, while half asleep, like, in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
And you don't... It's like when you have to pee so bad, so, like, as soon as your butt hits, and then you're like, oh, no!
Yeah,
it's coming everywhere!
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Also, it's weird to feel something, like, on your vagina when you sit down.
Yeah,
it's a strange feeling.
I peed behind a dumpster in Chicago once.
I peed in between the carnival semis at Coast Guard weekend last year. Last summer. In the tip of you parking lot.
Yeah, I feel like it just gets to the point sometimes when you're drinking and you're just like, there's no other choice but to literally... You know what I did once?
I have a one-up after you. Let's see.
I was like chatting on my phone with someone drinking white wine when I lived at Bemis, which was like a house that I lived at like 2 years ago, and it was summer and I was in our backyard and our only bathroom was upstairs, and I was drunk enough that I just squatted and peed in my backyard. I was like, I was home. I could have walked up the stairs, but I was like, nah, I'm just gonna pee in the backyard.
You know, that's freedom.
Yeah, whatever.
Also, in Honduras a couple of months ago, I had to pee so bad and we were stuck in like traffic of like the crazy government traffic, and I got in the trunk of my friend's Explorer and peed into a cup.
Well, you peed into a cup.
Like, you know how you joke about that? You know how you joke about that? You're like, I have to go so bad, I'm gonna go in this water bottle. Well, I did. So it was the kind, I think it was like a Frosty was in it or a latte, so it had like the rounded top. So I took that off, put it upside down, and it was like a funnel.
Nice! That's so smart.
But the problem was, I thought for sure my pee wouldn't fill, like, it got to the point where it was honestly, like, 5 centimeters away from overfilling. Like, you know, you're like, oh, God, it's still going. Yeah. And then I had to, like, hand it to my friend because I couldn't climb over the seat and hold it. And there was some weird stuff happening, and so my friend, who is a man, held it for me and took it outside and dumped it, and it was hot.
it was some hot urine.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just move my chair. We can keep podcasting, but it keeps making this noise.
I don't know how we really got talking about peeing.
I don't know, but listeners, if you have any stories, we'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
They should maybe have me on an episode of Grey's where they solve my problem.
I accidentally peed my pants in Reva's closet once.
Did you think it was a toilet?
No, she just made me laugh really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm peeing right now.
I was with that friend of mine that's been a childhood friend.
Yeah.
That just, like, something about her makes me, like, we just laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And I used to pee at her, like, all the time. Nothing's changed.
It's always, oh, this one's embarrassing.
We have had so many stories about this.
Dude, I was like old enough to not be peeing my pants. No. And I was with a friend at the time, and we were, it was like 4th of July, and her family owned, this is so embarrassing, her family owned a marina. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they had like a whole bunch of boats too, like, and show boats.
Right,
and
right.
Stuff. And so, like, we went on this one boat that was docked at the marina, but I don't know whose boat it was. And I had been, like, saying I had to go to the bathroom for a really long time. And, like, no one was listening to me. There was, like, a key to get to the bathroom. I just started straight peeing on the fucking boat. We're like, you can't help it. And it was so embarrassing. And I remember, this is fucked up. I remember, like, being mortified, but then being so relieved. You know, like, it gets to the point where you're like,
I feel so much better.
I was like, probably in first or second grade. So
yeah,
I was still pretty young, but like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, we can't tell anyone. And of course my friend was like, no, we need to tell my mom. Cause
this is a boat.
So I was like, okay, fine. But like, her mom, like, just gave me paper towel and made me clean it up, and everyone, like, watched me do it. Like, her mom didn't even help, and they all just stood awkwardly. I was like, as a mother, you should help a first or second grader.
That's true, yeah, because you know they're mortified.
Yeah, like...
Did you just have to wear your clothes then?
Well, I was in my bathing suit, I think. Because we were at the...
Who doesn't pee in their bathing suit? Let's not even get into that. Yeah, we all know...
But I peed on the dock of a boat. Like,
yeah, you...
Like a nice boat.
You weren't in a pool.
No, I was like standing on a... Like,
on a P. Diddy yacht.
Yeah, like...
A rap music video.
Pissing. You know, it's probably happened before. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it probably has. You know, it's probably happened in your adult life while drinking on a boat.
Probably.
It comes full circle.
Yeah, always does.
Oh, God.
God, like, I have a lot of memories just come back to me that chose to forget.
I feel like this podcast sometimes turns into therapy.
Yeah, I think so.
We start rehashing things.
Yeah.
I just want to...
I want to know our listeners' most embarrassing, like, peeing stories.
Yeah, tell us.
I bet there are some, like... drunk ones where, like, you hooked up with someone and you woke up the next morning.
Oh, God, that's my... That's my... Oh, actually...
That's my nightmare.
A friend of mine and her, like, not girl... When I say girlfriend, I mean, like, they're not romantically involved.
Yeah.
But I don't really know her that well. They stayed in a hotel room with me in Traverse City. I'm not going to name names because I don't know if they listen or not. I think it was funny. But, like, they spent the night in my hotel room. I just shot a wedding. They had been drunk and, like, I told them they could sleep in my hotel room. We all slept in a king-size bed. The middle girl woke up in the middle of the night soaking wet because the girl next to her had peed. Like, and so without waking either of us up, she, like, just got a bunch of towels and, like, laid them down and slept on that. But, like, woke up and it was still, like, they tried not to tell me. Like, it, like, came out. And, like, I think she was so embarrassed. But I was like, it's cool. Like, I didn't get wet.
Yeah, like, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Like, I just think, like, I never am mad at people about stuff like that. I'm just like, you know, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, so.
I wouldn't
get, like, stomach sick. Like, that's worse. I remember a big, like, caravan of us were on our way to go camping.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I just turned to my boyfriend and I was like, I'm going to shit my pants. Like, I don't know what to do right now. And so we pulled up to the dingiest, like, we were going, like, up north.
Right.
Like, gas station in the middle of nowhere. And I went to the bathroom, came out, bought some Imodium from the woman. And then, like...
Who's the woman?
Who was, like working the gas station.
Okay.
Like, the woman. And then I, like, went back to the bathroom. Like, the caravan of people had to wait for me for, like, 20 to 30 minutes at this gas station while I made sure that I was fine. Because that was, like, the last place.
Right.
At that point.
Before the north.
Before we would be pulling off the side of the road and butt cheeks out, man.
Yeah.
But, like...
That's the worst when, like, you know, in your house, you would have gladly spent an hour sitting there, like, working it all out, but you feel pressured and you're like, I only have a few minutes.
I feel like every time I go camping, I get diarrhea. So I just get really nervous.
It's because you're nervous that you are leaving your bathroom.
Honestly, it's because I have IBS. I have, like, really bad stomach issues. And so, like, when I leave that sacred space, I get real nervous.
Has this crossed a line?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like this is impressive of us right now. Like,
I don't know. Like, this shit, literally. I feel like... I feel like we need to take the taboo away
from pooping.
From pooping. Like, everyone does it. And honestly, growing up and, like, getting sick all the time, I've had to just be comfortable, like, looking at someone and being like, I'm gonna shit my pants. Like, pull the car over, you know?
Right, right.
I just had to become really comfortable with it.
Ugh. I'm really glad you have.
Yeah, I mean...
Me too, I've never been shy about it. To a point where I, like, looked at Jake this week and I was like, sorry, like, I just, like, shouted to everyone that I peed my pants. Like, not that, like, sorry, are you, like, offended that your wife did that? But I was just like, I didn't really... I don't know, I just was very open about things.
Yeah,
so he didn't care. Also, speaking of him, I just want to talk about my yesterday, because...
My yesterday.
So when people meal prep, you tend to think about, like... At least I do. Tupperwares of broccoli, chicken, and rice. Like, meal prep is like, I'm in whatever.
Yeah.
Jake and I meal prepped yesterday. Yeah. Let me tell you what we meal prepped. A whole meatloaf.
Thank God.
A entire breakfast casserole with, like...
I do that every week.
Okay, but I don't, so I'm just impressed. But then this is where it gets, like, whatever. Two things of cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies for the week.
Yeah.
And a loaf of bread.
Love it.
I feel like Laura Ingalls Wilder. Oh, and a chicken pot pie.
That's great.
I am a Midwestern honey right now. That is the most Midwestern meal prep.
Well, that is such winter food.
Because, you know, if I lived in California, meal prep would be like green juice and kale. Yeah, like...
It'd be like buying a thing of kale and being like, here's your meal, bitch.
I made a loaf of meat and a loaf of bread. Like,
it's very Jesus of you.
It is.
Fishes and loaves.
But yeah, so I'm just... And then we watched the... I'm going to just sponsor this post. Wait, that didn't make sense. Okay, if you aren't watching the new season of Queer Eye, like, that used to be called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on TLC, they brought it back, new guys, new Fab Five, and it's on Netflix, so it's, like, a little bit more inappropriate and amazing. Jake and I watched all 8 episodes. They're an hour long. We sobbed during the first one. Like, it is so... It's all about bringing people together and showcasing their likeness and not their differences, and it was... It's the best show, like... It just was released, and I'm already, like, devastated that there's not more to watch.
You blew through it.
It was so, but it was worth it, because I was, like, in the mind zone of it, and it just, like, it was amazing. You would love it. Like, I know you would. I'll
watch it. Yeah. Well, I'm finishing up, I'm getting caught up on This Is Us.
Oh God. We can't.
Because I was, like, way too far behind, and I'd
You were going to get spoilers.
Yeah, well, yeah, and, like, my sister would text, like, in our sister group and be, like, This Is Us, so emotional tonight, and I'd be, like, shh, shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. So I'm getting caught up on that, and I got rid of a ton of clothes.
Yeah, you purged.
I purged, because moving in a bit, and so, you know, just... And, like, a lot of the shit I was holding on to, a lot of it was just, like, dingy, and I don't wear, and then a lot of it was, like, I don't fit in this, and, you know, just gotta create room for things that I do fit in, even if they're 2 sizes larger.
Yeah, because, honestly, like, seeing those things, or, like, putting them on because you think maybe I can wear this tonight, like... That's an instant mood dampener.
Yeah.
Like,
if
you're about to go out and you try on something that, like, is too small, it's, like, the fucking worst.
Yeah, I have, like 1 or 2, or, like, I would say I have 2 to 5 things that are, like, expensive items that were very important to me.
You got those slacks?
That I won't get rid of.
Right.
Ever. And I will never fit in them again. And you know what? I don't care. Just because, like, I probably only wore them twice, too. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, I like the material, and it's just... I like having them in my closet.
There you go.
You know, but all the other shit that I'm like, I spent like $13 on this tight little stupid Forever 21 dress that like my butt cheek is hanging out of, and like
just one
butt
cheek. It's asymmetrical.
Everything's wrong in this situation. Yeah, goodbye, man.
Isn't that it's
you
the
don't
best
serve
feeling?
Me
you
anymore.
Do. No, it's the best, and then you feel like your stuff you have is new, kind of, because like. You maybe haven't seen it, or it's been like, I don't know. To me, that's how I feel. And I have less things.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to like look good, or like, I just know it like fits, which is great.
Yeah. So all in all, good things. Good day.
Good yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is I want to just plug our stuff really quick. Just for a reminder. We have a Patreon. It's www.patreon.com.
I say that, I want to say
www.jd.patreon.com /www.jd/theuncallroom.
That's confusing.
I wore one of those bracelets for years.
So did I. I got a rash because I wore it for so many years.
I can picture mine. It was like a teal green.
Mine was fucking tie-dye.
Cool. Ooh, those were cool too. I always bought one at camp. Yeah. Like it was like, ugh.
Super cool.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not that. It's www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. You can donate money to us so that we can keep producing good content and like have good audio. We are just sent our microphone in to get fixed. Sorry, I have a hiccup. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you can find us there. There's bonus content. So if you are a, let's say you give $5 or more, then you have access to our bonus episodes once a month.
Well, at least once a month. If something else comes out.
Exactly.
So we just don't know.
We used to give those out for free, but now, not anymore. And if you want to join our Facebook group, you have to just be the lowest. You have to be an intern, as we call it.
Two times 12 is 24. $24 a month is a fucking burger and beer.
A year. $24 a year.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
A burger and a beer at a shitty bar. One night. That's all.
Yeah.
And you get to have great conversations.
So give us your burger and beer and sponsor us.
Like, you know, sacrifice one night out with your friends to have a year full of community and conversation. Did I sell it?
Yeah, that was good. I thought that was really good. And if you give $10 or more, you can be a co-host, which, wanted to shout out, we are going to call our first patron. Patreon.
Patron.
Yeah, so we had Lindsay on last week, right? Yeah, like the last, two episodes ago.
2 weeks ago.
And she was in person because she lives here, but some of you guys live all over the US. I don't even know where this person lives.
I don't even know
if they're a real person.
What if they're a bot?
What if they are, not who we think they are, like a famous person?
That's great.
I know. What if it's Ellen Pompeo?
It probably is.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to do that in a bit when we talk about the episode. But do you have anything else about like life and you? We should talk about TV time. I mean.
We're talking about TV time. Yeah, we really should talk about TV time. But I feel like.
You sent me that thing, like an article about us.
Oh, yeah. Well, so everyone, well, while I'm pulling it up, tell them a little bit about what TV time is.
So go to your phone, go to your app store, look for one called TV Time. It's an app that you can help schedule all the shows that you watch so you know when they're on and you don't miss anything. And they have decided to take us on as one of their podcasts. So if you're watching Grey's on that show or on that app and like you mark it, when you finish an episode, the episode of the on-call room that coincides with mm-hmm. that will pop up. So we're super thankful for that because more people are going to find out about us.
So on the app, it says, what's new? The on-call room, calling all Grey's fans. Abby and Brie are on call and taking on Grey's Anatomy one episode at a time. Starting with season one, the hosts are rewatching their way through the entire series with wine in hand. They're prepped to discuss and dissect the drama, the heartbreak, and everything in between.
That's such a good little write-up.
Yeah.
So that's like on a news section? Like.
Yeah, and so then, just so you guys know, if you go to TV Time, I'm going to it on my phone right now, you click on the app, takes a second to load. You can also use it for all TV. So I have Grace and Frankie on here, and it will give you updates about like different shows that you choose to follow. So then you click on a season and you click on an episode, and then it gives you a little like blurb about what the episode is about. So then what you're going to want to do on the app is you're going to want to click see all reactions at the bottom. And what will happen then is people will be commenting, and that is where our podcast will show up.
Which I also see a great meme of Steve Carell right above us.
So, yeah, I can't get over the fact that Viper Dude kissed Mare out of the blue, and then...
It's Steve Carell making a weird face.
17 likes. So it's a great place for people to continue to discuss Grey's Anatomy, and we're on there, and hopefully...
Yeah, use it, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, download it for the sake of downloading it. Doesn't take up space.
If you don't want to use it for Grey's, you can use it for other episodes.
Yeah, I use it for Westworld now that we're watching that.
Yeah, and so there's that. Anything else? I feel like... Oh, I'm getting acupuncture done tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah, I'm
very excited. Nervous or just excited?
No, I had it done before.
Oh, you have? Does it hurt?
No, not at all. Actually, there was this one that, like... There are different points, and I used to get it done for anxiety, and there was this one that they put in the side of my pinky that always didn't hurt, but it was just like, you could just tell it was uncomfortable.
Wow, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm getting it done for some female lady, Ashley, some hormonal things. So I'm really hoping.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, and she's also a Chinese herbalist, so maybe wow. She can throw some shit in.
Tell me how it goes. I've always wanted to try it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that tomorrow. Tomorrow, I know we try not to talk about like timeline and shit, but tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. And so,
what are you going to do? I never get those.
Kate and I are making jambalaya because he works on Valentine's Day, and I make jambalaya every year on Fat Tuesday. So that's going to be our little Valentine's Day.
That's perfect.
Thing.
I don't know if I've ever had a poonchki. I know what they are.
I
was going to say, usually it's like people who work in an office that someone gets them for the office, but I've never worked. Yeah.
I'm going to go to Vans.
Circle K? Oh,
Vans. I'm going to go to Vans tomorrow.
Are they going
to
be sold out?
No, I got them last year on Fat Tuesday. I'm getting up early. I'm going to acupuncture.
Acupuncture before work?
Yeah. Wow. 11. I'm just going to have a day.
That's a great day tomorrow.
Yeah. And then hang out with my boyfriend who I haven't seen in a really long time sometimes. I wonder if he's real, if we're really dating.
She made him up.
I totally did.
That sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
I have a massage
next
on Wednesday.
Next episode, I'll let everyone know how the jambalaya turns out.
And the acupuncture.
He's in charge of the sausage.
It'll be good. Yeah. Is it homemade sausage? Oh, wait, why did I mumble jumble when I said that? Homemade sausage. Is it...
He gets it from, I almost said the bakery, the butcher, I think.
Well, the bakery is here because Jake Kaiblu makes a mean loaf of bread.
He sure does.
It literally looks like the bread emoji.
Yeah.
It's shaped because it has like the little...
Does he have a bread maker?
No, he put it in the oven.
Oh, he like legit made bread.
He made dough.
Wow.
And then let it rise.
Wow.
And then... Like, it's a little loaf pan, so, like, it literally is, like, skinny on the bottom and then
fluffy. How great is that?
Yeah, he's going to try it. He has a culture going for sourdough.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, which is, like, the only kind of bread I really love.
When did he come into, like, baking?
It's his way of dealing... It's his way of dealing with the Sunday scaries.
I love it.
Remember how I told you he was, like, Izzy?
Yeah.
Like, just baking when stressed? So it's worked out. He's like, I'm going to bake every Sunday. And I was like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have literally meals for days.
Yeah. Meals on meals.
Meals on meals. Oh, okay. I feel like we should take a break. I'm going to take a swig of wine.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get into the episode maybe?
Yeah. I think we're going to call our person. So great. I think when we return, there'll be a new person. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Goodbye. We'll be right back in just a second.
Hello.
Hi. I actually called you and then didn't hit the record button, so I had to hang up and call you again.
Technology. Yeah. Still figuring it out.
So we're really glad that you're with us. First of all, we were like, wait, who is she? What if she's not who she says she is?
We were a little nervous because you're the first person that we've called that we don't know. So This is very exciting for us.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like, you're actually the first guest that we don't know from our past.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So... Cool.
You
win.
So I guess...
I want to say thank you to her first.
Yeah. Well, so, first of all, should we introduce her?
I suppose we should. So this is Lisa, everyone. That is your name, right?
That is my name. It's at least my code name, my alias.
Oh, that's true. I would actually love if that was an alias.
Yeah.
So
it seems like a pretty generic alias, Lisa.
Yeah, I feel like I would have picked a better one.
Yeah.
No, but that makes it believable.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Lisa, we're going to ask you some like quick little questions to kind of like get to know you better.
Cool.
Okay, so answer how... I mean, it's your alias, so really, like, you can answer however you'd like. So first we're going to ask, because we have no idea, where are you from? Where are you right now?
I am in Topeka, Kansas.
What? That's so cool.
What's it like there?
No one has ever said that about Kansas.
What is it like there right now?
It is pretty cold. It's actually probably as warm as it's been in a couple weeks. We had some like literal like negative 10 degrees not very long ago.
Really? In Kansas?
Yeah.
Why do I feel Kansas is always like a normal 55 degrees? That's not Kansas?
Not even a little bit. No. But we do, you know, like we had 6 inches of snow a week ago. Tomorrow, the high is 60. So basically, wow. Here in Kansas, you just assume the weather's never going to be the same from basically 24 hours to the next. Wow.
How do you know what to wear? Layers.
The Weather Channel app. Lots of layers.
The Weather Channel app. I love that.
That's perfect.
Can I ask you how many tornadoes you've encountered?
Technically, I've had to go in my basement probably a dozen times in my life. Mm-hmm. The F5 tornado that went through Andover, Kansas in 1991, I was there for.
Dang.
Whoa. I mean, I was like 3, so I don't really remember it.
Yeah, but still, you were a part of history. I was
there. You were there. Yeah, that's epic. Also, I didn't mean to laugh when she asked about tornadoes. I just originally laughed because I was sure she was talking about Wizard of Oz.
Well, I just know that.
And not like actual like geography.
Well, see, like it's also like, you know, when I'm from Kansas, people have to ask me about Dorothy and tornadoes.
Yep.
Yeah. If I'm from California, I have to ask about earthquakes.
That's, what do people ask about Michigan?
Yeah, what do you want to ask us about
cars?
Cars?
Detroit, you know? No? Okay. What do people ask about Michigan? I feel like no one knows anything about Michigan.
No.
I don't know anything
Detroit?
About Michigan. Detroit, yeah.
Did you know that the UP is part of Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I did know that.
A lot of people don't.
Peninsula.
It all claps, right. Snaps.
Very good.
Okay, we also want to know, like, what, besides listening to the podcast, what do you do? Like, what's your job or your life or just something you want to share?
I am a lawyer. But mostly I spend my life hanging out with my cat and watching too much TV.
My God. You would be my best friend. My dad's a lawyer and I have a cat. So I think that we have a lot in common.
That's great. Also, if we ever get into legal trouble, you will be our counsel.
Yeah.
I don't know how much help I'll be, but you know.
That's fine. You have the title. That's all we need. We're very trusty.
That's right. Wait, I'm not done. What's your cat's name?
Roz. R-O-Z.
Oh, Roz. Wow. Let makes me think of Roz. Is that from, like, Monsters, Inc.?
It is not. It's actually short for Rozhenko, which is a Star Trek character.
Oh, cool. I love that. Oh, Roz.
Oh, that's great.
I wish I wasn't allergic to cats because I quite like them.
Yeah, they're great.
Cats are the best.
I might say they're better than dogs.
It's fine. My dog is just strange, so I feel like he's not a good judgment call. Okay, so we have some more questions. We want to know how the heck you found the podcast.
I don't know. I've been on... I basically listen to podcasts of, like, all my favorite shows, and I think I ran through a Star Trek podcast, and I was like, I need something. I was like, I'm going to find something for Grays, and then I found you guys, and...
That's amazing.
I was in the middle of a Grays binge, and I was like, this seems to go well.
Was it your first Grays binge?
Oh, no.
We like you already. that's amazing. Because, yeah, we saw when I was going to be over. I was like, I got to get a hold of her. I'm going to send her a Facebook message. And Brie was like, don't do that. That's too much.
Yeah.
But I saw that you joined the group in December. So you've been around listening for a while.
Yeah. I think I started listening to the podcast. It would have been in November because it was when I was doing NaNoWriMo in November, National Novel Writing Month. I know that's when I started listening to the podcast.
I'm sorry, what? Doing what?
Yeah, National Novel Writing Month.
Who are you? You are the coolest person ever.
She is pretty cool.
Yeah. Wait, so you're writing a novel?
Yeah, every November I write or attempt to write 50,000 words in 30 days.
Holy shit.
Brie, you should be doing that.
Wait, I'm writing a novel.
But it's taken you how many years?
Yeah. Well, okay, I kind of lost it because I can't seem to get my computer turned on. But it's about this girl named Colleen. It's this great story. But I've been writing it for years and years. But now that I know that about November, I will write it all in November.
That's what you got to do, man. Do NaNoWriMo. You just sit down, you put all the words on the page, and even if it's crap, at least you have something.
Yeah.
What was your last novel about?
The last one I did, The one this year was tried to be some like spacey thing, and it was terrible. I wrote one about bacon cheeseburgers a couple years ago.
That's great. I don't know if you've heard, but I wrote fan fiction. So, I mean, I kind of have a lot of experience with...
fan fiction is amazing. So I'm all about that. I wrote my share of Graves fanfic.
Yes! Oh, please tell me you have an excerpt somewhere hidden for us to hear.
That'd be a good bonus episode. We can have Lisa back.
Yeah, maybe we'll call you for a bonus episode and you can read your fanfiction about Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing at all. The fanfic I wrote like 10 years ago.
Mine that I wrote was in 7th grade and I lived with the cast of Lord of the Rings. So,
I mean, like, it was you with Lord of the Rings cast?
No, I mean like the actual actors. Like, they weren't like elves and hobbits and stuff. Yeah.
No, I probably have quite a bit of attic fanfic. Addison and Derek.
Attic.
Is that a term?
Yeah. See, she's even.
You're beyond us. Should you be doing the podcast?
Yeah. I feel like when we interview these like patrons, it's going to end up being like we are not qualified.
Yeah.
Is what it's going to turn out to be. Okay. So I feel like this is an easy question then. So who is your favorite character?
Addison.
Good answer.
I like that. That's a strong. Yeah. Like you're just you know.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch Private Practice then?
I watched Private Practice. Oh, I think I watched 3 seasons of it, and then kind of, I was in law school or something, and kind of got away from watching TV, and have never gone back and caught up on Private Practice. That's always like the goal.
Yeah, I don't think I ever finished it, honestly.
It's great. You both should finish it, but it's not on Hulu anymore. So good luck.
No, it's not on Netflix.
No, it's not on Hulu.
No, it's not on Netflix.
Not on either.
Well, then where do you find it?
I don't know.
DVDs. No, it's on Hulu.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. But you should finish it.
Okay, fine.
So, okay, and then what would you say? So I feel like we've pretty much gathered this. We're going to ask, like, how much of a Grey's fan are you? Like, rewatching or whatever, but it sounds like you rewatch and you've written fan fiction. So I feel like you're up there with us.
I would say I am definitely a pretty big fan. I'm probably more a fan of, like, the earlier seasons.
Yep.
Kind of, you know, I still keep up with it, but, you know, I think, you know, it kind of hit its stride in like seasons 2 through about 6 or so.
And yeah, I totally agree. Well, I think there were a couple seasons in there that were absolute bullshit. And then I feel like the like recent season has been pretty okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair. I mean, you know, they had, you know, everybody leaving, everybody dying, you know, you had what the episode with like all the shootings and all that stuff. It gets,
yeah,
budget cuts, as we call it.
In there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like I know you said you were excited about this episode, like being asked to do this one. So I feel like we're just going to kind of go into it and we'll just kind of go through it like we normally do. And please feel free to like jump in at any time.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay. Wait. I lost my notes.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
God. She loses her novels.
I found them.
Oh, and I just looked it up. Private Practice is on Hulu. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Dang it. I hate it.
Lisa and I are aligning. We're forming an alliance.
I'm just going to like slowly fade out. And just like it'll just be you two at the end. Just because I don't have a damn cat. That's what's pushing me out.
Is that all that it is, Abby? I think there are a couple things that are bringing Lisa and I together to start hosting this podcast together.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, first of all, what's the title of the episode?
That's a good question. It's called 17 Seconds.
Okay.
Which is, we will find out who sings that song in a little bit.
By the way, Lisa, did you take notes?
I did not, but that's okay. Finished watching it for like the third time this week about an hour ago. So.
No, you're totally fine. So, so we're just going to do our opening notes then.
I don't know why my first note, why I wrote anger. I think what the monologue is about.
Cool
anger,
note.
The opening monologue is about anger.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I think that's why I put it like
wrath. One of the two.
Oh, it's about the 7 deadly sins. Right.
Yeah.
I think I was just being vague with my point.
Yeah. Mine says Christina making fun of Burke. Throwing
pants? What?
LOL. Oh, throwing darts.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That scene where he's like, he goes like, yes, and then like Christina makes fun of him. I thought that was funny.
Have you ever thrown something or hit something and thought of someone while you're doing it?
Hasn't everyone?
Yeah.
Bree's like thinking way too hard about that.
I broke dishes in the street once because I was so mad. Like I went outside.
And threw a dish?
Threw a dish in the middle of the road.
I once played tennis against my garage door, imagining it was my mom's boyfriend's head. That was like, I remember being vividly doing that and thinking that it was very dark. Oh my God,
were you going through puberty?
Oh yeah, I was like 13. things were raging.
Yeah.
But then I just loved that... because I think Christina says, like, I'm sure Derek is picturing you or whatever. And Meredith just says, he called me a whore. He lost the right to picture me.
Yep.
Ugh. Still pissed about that.
But also, wait, Lisa, maybe you have some insight because I don't remember. Why is Burke mad at Christina again?
Because she fell asleep during sex.
Oh my God, get over it.
That's what I wrote. My next note is there another reason Burke is mad at Christina or is that like it? And then also,
Burke is kind of a child. Yes, though
I would totally agree. Like, I feel like that is such a like childish thing in a relationship. Like, okay, they're surgeons; they're working like million hour weeks.
But
like,
he didn't finish. Remember his point?
Yeah, that he was not finished. But like, get over it.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah, and also then a really thing that okay, like first of all, Izzy, this episode we will get into, but like she right off the bat annoys me because Alex comes in and like makes fun of OBGYNs. Like, this is just surgeons, not OBGYNs here. And I'm like, that is what? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand that.
I thought that was like super sexist or something. Yeah. I'm not sure what it was, but it really bothered me this time.
Same. I made note of it and was like, that was a dumb joke. Like, yeah. I don't know. It
just we don't associate with.
It seemed out of character. Like, they could have found a different way for her to make fun of him, but that just didn't make sense.
Really random note here. George orders Callie a gin and tonic and he orders himself a beer. Who does that? Like, who is just like, I'll take a beer. Like, I don't know why it bothered me so much. Like, but, like, have you ever gone to a restaurant and been like, I'll take wine? Like, you just don't say that. It's, like, really annoying to me.
I mean, maybe Joe knows. Maybe they only have
one. I guess. It's really not that big of a deal, but it bothered me.
No, it doesn't make sense. You're right.
Yeah.
Why did I write, I might duck behind someone.
Okay, I just feel like, can we just, like, do an overall, like, what the fuck about this episode? Because yes. There's not, like, there's, like, patience, but there's just, like, the event of the shooting, pretty much.
Denny
getting a heart.
Yep.
Lisa, did you feel in a state of panic this whole episode? Because that's what I felt.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, the Izzy stuff stresses you out. Like, she is so stressed that I felt like I was getting on her level of, like, panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, it to me, like, I used to think of this as, like, her being, like, a hopeless romantic. And for some reason, the way that...
I forgot we had headphones.
Bree's trying to get up, and we're wearing the same pair of headphones.
I was grabbing the wine, but I forgot that we were connected at the head.
Like, used to think it was very just hopeless romantic-y of her. And this time, to me, all I could think is how it felt like watching a horror movie. Like, just, like, her being so crazed and, like, I'm going to do this, Denny. I'm going to cut your LVAD wire. Like, it creeped me out.
It's super disconcerting. I think, like, 10 years ago when this show aired, I was like, oh, my God, Denny, this is so amazing. And now I'm like, Izzy needs to go to jail.
Izzy needs to go to jail. Do you think that's because of your law career that you realize this is very...
I kind of wonder if being a lawyer ruined Grey's Anatomy for me.
Yeah, yes. Because you're like, this, like, is totally against the law.
Because I'm not going to lie, I was, like, bothered by some of the HIPAA violations.
Oh, yeah.
In this episode, I was like, they can't do that. They can't tell one patient what's going on with another one.
Oh, yeah, with the part with, like, the boy who's like, how's... Kendra?
How's Kendra? Yeah.
Like, you can't say that. It's,
right.
It was just messed up. And, like, also, this was the first time, too, that I realized that Denny was like, no, Izzy, don't do it. Like, I'll get another heart. I'll be fine. Like, I didn't remember that. I knew Denny was, like, mentally bummed out about being on the LVAD. But I didn't really realize that, like physically, it was doing well and giving him time and, like, he was okay. Like, for some reason, that part, like, totally missed my mind. And so him, like, telling her, like, no, I'm fine, I'll get another heart, and then her making it about herself. Like,
okay.
Oh.
Okay, can we just go
he
to that
not
scene?
Not on board with it.
No.
Right.
Can we just go to that scene, I suppose, because we're talking about it. I cried, guys. Like,
you did?
When she was like, when he was like, I'll be all right or whatever. And then where she's like, you'll be fine. But like, what about me? And then he's like, what about you or whatever? And then like for doing whatever. And she's like, no, for making me love you or whatever. Oh, I cried. I was like, no, it's fucking true, dude. Like he like hit on her and made her fall in love with him. And now he's like, I'm just going to go peacefully and I'm going to die. And she's like, fuck you. Like, you're going to go to the bright light and I'm going to have to be here and deal with your death.
That's true.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she would have fallen in love with him no matter what he did because he's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And so.
True. It's very true. But you, like, I don't know. You're both talking like Izzy seemed like crazy. And yes, in the beginning of the episode, I felt with the whole episode, she was crazy. But that scene, I think I wrote, I was like, I don't really know. I think I wrote somewhere in there that it was like incredible acting. Izzy's monologue to Denny is so good. Like, I thought she was an incredible actress at that like point. And I like really felt for her and felt like I could get on her level.
I think like I could get
on think I could cut an LVAD, but I could understand like why she was that upset. Yeah,
that's where I think I get like my line gets drawn is like I can understand her feeling that way and like, you know, not wanting him to just like be okay with dying, but I can't understand then him basically stopping his heart to whatever. Like that to me is where she crosses the line from like she's caring to like she's emotionally distressed. And this is why like family isn't allowed to operate on family, you know, like that's where to me, like Denny looks terrified. Like,
yeah, he's not okay with it.
No. And that's what I didn't remember. And I like noticed this time.
No, he's only doing it because she's begging him to do it.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because it's Christina's fault. She said that Denny needed to get worse in order to get it. And then Izzy got this brilliant idea.
This is honestly like an episode of television where everyone is breaking down.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yep. Also when she's talking to Burke on the phone and then she switches from saying Dr. Burke to Preston, I die. Cause I'm like, she's pulling the Preston card again.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some of your thoughts on the episode, Lisa?
Well, like I said, remember...
Derek Addison. Like, sorry, go ahead. I'm talking out loud. Sorry.
Like I said, like, I remember the Izzy stuff being really, you know, powerful and painful. And now I'm just like, Izzy is insane. but I think mostly my thing with the episode is, like, I think I told you guys, the Addison and Derek stuff kills me as much now as it did 10 years ago. Like, I remember freaking out on the internet at like fan forum over Addison's freak out and all that stuff. Oh my God. Like, it brings me back to when this aired.
That scene where they're like on the catwalk or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not Meredith Grey.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a super powerful scene.
So were you like from the beginning, once Derek decided to try to stay with his wife and Addison like gets introduced more as a character, you were like cool with Derek and Addison being together?
Well, the very first episode I saw was the post Super Bowl episode. So the bomb in the body cavity episode.
Oh. Yep.
And literally, if that is the first episode you see, Kate Walsh kills it in that episode.
She really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I started from that point. And then that year was when I bought season one for myself for Valentine's Day that year. So like 2 weeks later. And so then I went back and watched season one. But like my first introduction to Grey's was like Addison being badass Addison. And I was like, well, yeah, of course, like, she's who you have to root for, like, you know. So yeah, I have 100% always shipped Addison and Derek, but I started. I didn't start from the beginning.
Well, and so that makes sense. I mean, and Abby and I both love Addison. We may not necessarily think that Addison and Derek should be together, but so did you ever get on Team Meredare like once Addison left?
Maybe a little bit once Addison left. I mean, I don't know, you know, how much we're doing, like, spoilers or
something.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot about that.
That's okay. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll just say the post-it notes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you can not be moved by that. But, like, I literally was so, I mean, I probably spent an embarrassing amount of hours on the internet, like, on fan forum with us, like, discussing reasons why Addison and Derek belong together, why they're the perfect couple, like.
Well, and it's
so, wait, yeah. Nate, so I'm interested to hear your point of view then, like, why do they belong together? If you spent hours hashing this out.
Yeah, I love this. I love this.
Well, I think it comes back to, of course, like, it's Addison, so of course that's who you should be in love with. It's kind of it's where it all starts. But they have such such long history together. You know, they've been together since they were in medical school, and you kind of see their relationships. And I really see them kind of as the same person. They have a whole lot of similarities. Like, you can kind of envision these two people coming together as, you know, young med students. You know, she wants to be the greatest member of the gynae squad ever. Yep. And, you know, he's going to be the great neurosurgeon. And you kind of see that I envision them based on kind of the stuff that we see, is you kind of see them switch roles. Is that, you know, I always envision that Derek's the one who wanted to start a family really early. And Addison's like, no, I'm a female and I have to, you know, take care of my career and go on and do all these things. And so, you know, they're together all this time. And then Derek starts to get distant and you see their relationship fall apart, but there are moments where you see the history that they have together. And right. It's a very much a relationship of equals, which I don't think we see with Meredith and Derek until seasons down the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Addison will put Derek in his place like nobody's business.
Right. I think this is really interesting too, because, like, also when you start watching the show, you see Meredith as like a victim. She's very like victim-y and like, just like, she's not like the powerful Meredith that we see in today's episodes. Mm-hmm. She's a completely different person. Granted, like, yeah, she's an intern. He's a resident. Like, there's
attending.
Actual attending. I always get the time in between there. And I just think, like, that's really, really interesting and eye opening to hear. Also, it's because you're like delving into like this past, which all this makes me want is a spinoff that is like a pre-show, like a prequel.
Oh my God, with like Addison and Derek,
yes,
and Mark and Naomi and Sam.
Oh my God.
Is this what, like, your fan fiction
East
is?
Or whatever? Yeah. What? Which, by the way, what was your fan
Maybe
fiction
about? Maybe
she
doesn't want to share it. That's very private.
I have a fanfic that I wrote that started after whatever the episode where Derek goes and apologizes to Addison while she's laying in bed.
Oh, we loved that episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's oh my episode. God, that is like one of my favorite episodes, one of my favorite moments. I have like an entire fanfic that like goes on after that where they, you know, they fall back in love and all that stuff.
Oh.
I've got ones that was like flashbacks to like moments early in their relationship, which is like all my headcanons that sometimes I forget aren't actually like things we know from the show.
Yes, which is why, like, I can imagine watching this like and being like, I'm not sure which is real and what is in my head.
What I've created.
Oh, see, that's why the show is fucking powerful, because like people get attached to it and then like come up with their own like attachments. Like, I just love that.
Well, yeah, and create something out of it.
I think they do a great job of like telling us things without just completely showing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get moments where Addison and Derek will have a conversation and you get like, it's just a throwaway line. Like, I think back to, I don't know, there's a line where Derek is making fun of Addison for when they got together, she had a really ugly, really heavy futon couch. And I'm like, you could just envision like how he had to move that couch everywhere they lived in.
Wow, I kind
such lovely attention to like detail and like development of character and like backstory.
This makes me wish I had started at the Super Bowl episode.
Yeah,
I want this new mindset.
Yeah. And no, this is why this is like so wonderful having other people on the podcast, because you have, this is going to sound really dumb, but you have a completely different experience with Grey's Anatomy than we do. And it's nice to hear someone else's insight.
Well, in this show, the part that kills me in this is when Meredith says, I'm dating the vet, and you just see an Addison's face.
The realization
of
what's going on. Yeah.
Like, that is why
right
Derek is upset. It felt a little like we were having a, you two were having a lover's quarrel,
right?
And it's because
at first she's so relieved because she says, mm-hmm. yeah, I haven't slept with him since I found out you were married to him. And then she has like her face lights up like, oh, okay, yeah. good. And then it like goes right back down, which
well because Derek is not like physically cheating on Addison, but he has been emotionally cheating on Addison like the pretty much whole time. Yeah, since he got back together with her. And, I mean, him and Meredith would go for the walks with Doc, and like he has never stopped loving Meredith.
And fucking poor Addison too, he's also dragged her into it by like saying, yeah, we're all friends, like yeah. you know, like, and yeah. she's changed her mind about Meredith, like poor Addison.
Well, and he leads her on, like the episode where they're having terrible sex. Mm-hmm. There's a deleted scene in season two where you know, Derek comes home and makes her get in the shower. Mm-hmm. There's a deleted scene where Meredith suggests that Derek should basically go screw Addison in the shower.
Oh. Damn. And you know he's just picturing Meredith, which is just
right.
cool.
Yeah. yeah. And so you feel like, and I mean, you know, Derek's the pig here. Yeah. Derek's yeah. the problem. He's right. stringing both of these women along. And like that scene where you have Meredith and Addison, I think both Ellen Pompeo and Kate Walsh just kill that scene. Mm-hmm. They do so much acting without, you know, just like with their eyes and with, you know, you see Kate go through like every single emotion right. a woman could go through in like a 5-second time span.
You know, rewatching this and like hashing this out in this podcast, I kind of hate to say this, but like I've found that I am beginning to like Derek less and less, and like not mm-hmm. be as, not to see like his relationship with Meredith as like romantic as I used to think it was. Like right. there are just so many more levels to it, and especially like having this conversation about Addison, like Derek's the pig here. Like I really... It really is a pretty shitty story. Like
he's really not like, I mean, you know, you've got the McDreamy name, and sure, I mean, he's Patrick Dempsey. He's really hot. But, you know, I mean, his and Meredith's relationship is built on a lie. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say, well, she never asked if I was married. Well, you weren't wearing a wedding ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's like an assumed question.
Right.
And, you know, he's basically, and then he just strings both of them along for so long. Yeah, I don't think Derek's a sympathetic character at all.
I think, no. like, maybe there's once... I feel like once maybe, like, spoiler alert, sorry, like, Addison isn't on the show as much anymore, like, you start to, like, maybe forget what happened in past seasons. But if you think about right. this whole season, too...
Well, but even spoiler alert, I feel like... I feel like Derek goes through... To be fair, Meredith goes through some shit, but then Derek goes through some shit, mm-hmm. and he's a fucking dick. Yeah. And Meredith yeah. is, like... strong ass woman who stands by his side, and I feel like she does that throughout all of the seasons,
right?
And I don't know that Derek does that for her,
right?
No, I think I agree. I think Derek is much weaker
yes
than I think Shonda thinks he is almost like. You kind of get this impression that we're supposed to be in love with Derek, but I think of all the men on the show, he's kind of the weakest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I feel like I just like had an intense therapy session about like my life. Like Derek is the weakest. He is. Cause I've never thought that. And until you kind of started like talking about Addison and Derek, I re-watching these episodes and actually having to think about what the fuck I'm watching so right. I can like talk about it, I realize like I'm like kind of put off by Derek and mm-hmm. Meredith.
I also think it's this really like has to do with not necessarily our age, but maybe like where we're at in life too. Back when we watched that, like, I mean, for me, I was in high school mm-hmm. and or maybe early college. And I was just like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like I want the main guy and the main girl to be together. Like, but there was less, like, you know, I wasn't doing this. And I definitely feel like where I'm at now, like, I wouldn't put up with his shit.
Well, yeah, like, the swooping you off your feet and there being this big drama to it. Like, you know what sounds real sexy to me right now? Stability.
That is the quote of this episode.
That sounds real sexy to me. And I just feel like, and emotional stability. And I feel like Derek doesn't offer a lot of, in these beginning episodes, or emotional stability.
I mean, you know, and he doesn't deny the problems that Addison had with him in New York.
Right.
Can you be imagine being married to this guy? Like, doesn't show up to Christmas, doesn't, you know, never is around, all this stuff. And like,
Yeah, no.
I don't know why he's such a catch. Let's go live in the woods and eat trout. And
well, for speaking of Addison, I think I'm sure Addison is like thinking, like you said, on past memories. Like she has a history, so she's thinking that. But Meredith, I think Meredith is just looking at his eyes when he does that thing.
Oh my gosh, the blinky eye. It's honestly the blinky eye.
He looks at her like she's a puppy and does like this, like
And then he goes like, and then her panties fall off. That's what happens.
Literally, spoiler alert.
I forgot about that. Panties on the bulletin board.
Foreshadowing.
I also really like the last thing on this, I feel like, is when, like, that line that I actually wrote down when Addison says, I want you to care. Like, I want you to have awkward silences in an elevator with me. Like, I want you to yell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's nothing worse than, like, you can just tell no one is, they're not invested. They don't care.
Right.
Like, there's no,
Yeah.
Get mad.
I mean,
well, I think that's what she's been asking from him all season. Oh, and then you get kind of her realization when she's talking to the chief right at the end, where she's the only people who don't know that Derek loves Meredith are Derek and Meredith.
Yeah. So like, so in it that they're just so unaware of and so stubborn. So that's Derek and Meredith and Addison.
What is it? Attic?
Attic. A-D-D-E-K.
Ooh. I got to write this
down. Is it Mayor Derek? Or there's a is there a different word for people who ship?
Mayor Derek was always what the Meredith and Derek shippers were. I would say Attic was probably the most universally recognized. Ooh. You also sometimes got the McMarrieds.
I like that too.
How good is that? McMarrieds. Oh, I need to get on. Do people still have like forums about these early episodes or is it just podcasts now?
I think it's just podcasts. I don't know. Like I miss like the forums and all the chatting. Like, that was like how I spent my senior year of high school, man.
I talk about that about Harry Potter all the time. I lived in Harry Potter fan forums.
Orlando Bloom.
Oh God, the MuggleNet forums were the best.
Well, that's why I still listen to MuggleCast and like all of those boys because it like makes me feel like I'm still 13. Yeah. Which I did write fan fiction once, y'all. It was a Harry Potter spinoff.
I remember you telling me about
three students who went to a different school. And I spent an entire summer basically like mapping it out and then never wrote anything. Just like planned out my characters, classes,
that's
names.
A shame, man, because I have like 27 chapters of one fan fiction and then like 14 to 15 of another one.
Wow.
Oh, and I just always ended up with Orlando Bloom.
Surprise, surprise.
My baby.
Okay, so first of all, I didn't understand the point of asshole guy, the guy like the boss guy in the shoot. Sorry, he was one of the patients who was.
Yeah. The guy who's from
God,
Party Down.
The manager.
Yeah. The guy. Yeah. Like I just like I kept being like, what's the main thing? And then at the end, I was like, oh, he gets shot. Like,
does he die at the end?
I think I would assume so.
Well, good. You deserve it.
That's rude. Also, can I admit something to you guys? As someone who has rewatched the show a bunch of times, I, like, forgot that Burke gets shot.
What?
Like,
seriously?
How could you forget that?
I don't know.
Here, or
I
that think, it happened at all?
Maybe a little bit of both. Like, I feel like I was brainwashed by, like, someone else in later seasons getting shot and, like, forgot that it happened to someone else also. And then mostly, I think I was so concerned with the Izzy-Denny situation that I just, like, I didn't remember that. So I actually gasped.
Well, yeah, because then, like, at the very end, Izzy's like, Burke will be here soon, and Burke is fucking dying on the helicopter pad.
Well, and that's how we get Dr. Han, because I was trying to remember how we got her back in the show, or we got her to show up for a while.
Which, like, what a bad day for her. Someone steals her fucking heart, and then she's going to have to go in and do surgery on this asshole who, like, she doesn't even want to. Like,
yeah.
Also, I kind of love... I feel like I really didn't like her the first time, but something about her makes me
like
happy.
Her.
I don't know. I'm happy she's back.
I don't like her tooth.
What's wrong with her tooth? That's rude.
I don't... don't know. Like, it just bothered. Like, it just bothers me. Something about her too.
I didn't see it. So.
Well.
But yeah, I just feel like she had is having a really rough day.
Oh, I wrote my last note is Burke will be here any minute, and I just wrote fuck.
Yeah, I go Preston is shot! Exclamation mark! Holy shit! I forgot about all this.
Holy shit! Because like this, well, and this isn't even the season finale. Like no. This is like
three episodes or two episodes away.
Yeah,
no, we've got so much more shit to get through.
I know. Well, this is why I honestly think like the end of season two is some of the best writing.
Well, in Grey's Anatomy. I saw just so you guys know, it technically is. So this was a three-part season finale.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So like we kept thinking it was a two-part, but it's actually a three-part. So this is part one.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but this one aired a different week.
Yeah, I was gonna look at that right now, actually.
I'm pretty sure because I remember so much fan art getting made of the Addison on the catwalk in all the forums.
Yeah, so okay, I will clear that up for you.
I can't imagine that that was happening. If all the other stuff that happens.
Let me just clear this up for you.
Oh shit, look at this.
May 14th, 2006 it aired. The other two aired the next day. So they had 2 days in a row of epic grades.
Oh, that's cool.
That's amazing. I did
3 hours of grades
separately.
We can barely get one episode with Meredith in it these days.
Oh my God, right? It's because she's charging
$20 million.
$20 million an episode. So.
But yeah, so I just thought that was, that I meant to bring that up, that it's actually, this is part one, which makes sense. It's very finale-esque.
Oh, yeah. Right. Bailey had a teaching moment to Brad. That was the manager.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
She should have had a teaching moment to Izzy. Instead, all she did.
Oh, right.
She let Izzy go tell Denny, and then she just said, don't sit on his bed.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I wrote something about this. I said, I'm surprised Bailey lets Izzy work with Denny. I feel like in this season, she like wouldn't, like I wrote this whole thing about how like that would never fly in this season. And then I realized what I was writing and I was like, okay, well, Bailey has definitely grown as a character and like as a chief. Now, oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. She would never allow that. But like Bailey as a resident is like, I think very consumed. I think we talked about this before, very consumed with like being mommy tracked in her own shit, that she is not keeping an eye on her interns.
Well, and I think watching it now, as opposed to kind of when you're watching it, when it's first airing, and some of this feels very contrived and out of character for even the Bailey that we see in season two.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it
like
just feels
to push the story along.
Just so ridiculous almost where you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, but right. You know, you almost forget about Izzy after a while.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. And she is, I mean, this whole season's like this end of the season is very much about her.
Yeah. I forgot how Izzy centric it was.
Yeah.
Which she got her time and then that's all.
and then.
Trying to think what else I'm looking through my notes.
I'm thinking about George at the end where he defends Meredith and he says,
he says
I'm always going to defend her because she's family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although he should also defend Callie if they're sleeping together and fucking.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
He's treated Callie terrible.
Yeah.
I think Callie is being a dick about the dog Tamara, but it's obviously stemming from somewhere else. Like she's,
oh, there was something. What? Callie walks up to Meredith, and when she's like working in like the ER on that patient, and she's like, get your ass moving or something. And I was like, that is so inappropriate that Callie spoke to Meredith like that in front of a patient. Like they're like dynamic.
Pushing the story along.
Seriously. I was like, can you imagine if like you were a patient in a hospital and a doctor came up to your doctor and was like, get your ass moving. Like that would not be cool.
No, I do like when she comes around, but yeah, I think George should treat her definitely better. I think he's just learning. I honestly don't think George has like dated. So he just doesn't know boundaries.
Is that it?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, and then Izzy's about to cut the wire, and he says, what are you doing? Like 800
he should,
times,
like,
tackle
her. Yeah, knock her down, punch her in the face.
I wrote, like, jump between her. Like, he needs to do something.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Izzy?
Wait,
Izzy. But to be fair, To be fair, is it like kind of one of those situations where you're like trying to talk someone down off a bridge? Like, what are you doing? Like, come back. Come back to me. You can't like, that's kind of what I felt like the acting was like, she's gone crazy. I like have to talk her down right now.
I also I thought it was like an interesting thing to see like their dynamic. So like she tells Christina and Meredith she needs help, but Christina and Meredith are like, okay, like cool, no, whatever. But as soon as she says to George, like, George, I need you now, he like gets up and goes. Like George is the kind of person literally that would like do anything for his friends, including Diss's girlfriend. I mean,
he's the literal help you hide a body.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying to think. I literally wrote in all caps, I do not remember these gunshots. Like, because I forgot the ending minute happened. Maybe you guys, when I saw it live, like my TV cut out.
I don't know. But
were you like recording it on your VCR?
Maybe.
You get the tape recorded all the way?
Maybe. And honestly, the vibe that Izzy was giving me at the end when she's about to cut it is like a horror story more to me than a love story. I was so freaked out by like Denny's fear and her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it. And he's like, kiss me. I feel like we should speak last words. I was like, good God.
Yeah.
Like this was terrifying to me.
Yeah, it is a pretty unhealthy love story.
Very Romeo and Juliet.
Is that kind of like everything? Is that kind of what you start to recognize rewatching Grey's? You're like, every single thing is an unhealthy love story.
Yep. Yeah, like because here I am crying at all these episodes, and then I'm like, wow, I have a lot of emotional baggage because this is just like actually really fucked up shit we're watching. And it's touching me in a place where I feel like I've experienced it before.
Which is an obscure situation that you cannot relate to.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely... Go ahead.
They did a study or something I was reading that's like, our emotions about fictional characters, like if you like study our brainwaves, it is the same place as like real emotions and memories. Like if we think back to something that happened on a TV show, it's just the same as if we were thinking about a memory that happened to us.
Whoa.
So, I mean, in a way, you know, we have like lived all of these things.
Yeah. Lived this trauma.
You know, I read something, I don't know. It probably wasn't the same thing, 'cause that would be too crazy, but I literally was Googling a couple months ago, like, why do I get so emotionally attached to fictional characters? I was like, and there was a billion articles about like empathy and like how you put yourself into these stories and like, yeah, they're like real to you.
Yeah.
They're not just like stories. So I think that's probably why we like this show so much. Like, 'cause it puts you through those emotions all the time, where maybe like you're crying and you're not necessarily sad about what you're seeing, but it's bringing up other things
that you've been through.
Yeah.
But I really feel like in this episode, Shonda brought the drama.
Oh,
like
yeah.
This was, if we're talking,
she's like, showing the world.
Yeah. This was like drama filled.
Mm-hmm. And it's been leading up to it. 'Cause the past few episodes have been very meh.
Yeah.
With little bits of drama, but yeah, this is definitely what she's been waiting for the whole season.
Yeah.
I will say I cried in the part when Finn, the vet, is talking about how Doc doesn't have much, like his odds aren't very good. That's when I cried.
His whole, he's not the best case scenario or whatever.
That was, well, and then like when Finn says like, I know you love him, and Meredith's like, I do.
You know she's talking about fucking Derek.
She's talking about Derek. Yeah.
Ugh. But I want her to be talking about Doc.
Yeah. But she loves Doc too.
I know. That's why like this whole vet dog situation just like cuts me to my core.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for her relationship with Derek, but it is also very sad.
But it is also very near and dear to you because you have a puppy dog.
I have a dog. Yeah. Whoa.
I feel like we unpacked so much in this episode. Like, I feel like really and truly, like this is like been like a therapy session for me. I feel like first of all, Lisa, do you have any other notes about the episode before
like
we go to like,
you wanna bring up?
Before we go to notes and trivia?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay. So let's go to notes and trivia. Abby.
I'm going. I would be pissed if there are none.
Okay.
Barely anything. Okay, so episode's title originated from the album 17 Seconds, sung by The Cure. 22.6 million viewers. And Burke is the first doctor to be shot on screen. Oh, this is the stupidest trivia. I'm not even going to read it. It basically, well, I'm going to because it's funny. It says many more will follow during the season blank finale. This is obviously a fan-made stupid ass website.
Yeah.
Oh God. No emotion. There's only two songs in this episode, which guys, it was Snow Patrol, which Snow Patrol like does all of the music in basically the finale, like the next two episodes.
Oh God. Yeah. Like the chasing cars. Can you listen to that and not
die. Yeah.
So, that's interesting that she uses them for so many episodes. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just excited for the rest of them.
I mean, we're almost done with season two, which is nuts. I can't believe that we've made it.
I feel like we started this podcast so that we could talk about Denny.
I feel like, did we talk about Denny enough?
No, because we did. I think enough.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like he was fucking terrified and did it for Izzy, and now his heart is going to stop.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know that I would willingly let someone, even though they say like eventually it'll get better, like to be like, your heart is going to stop, but it's cool. It'll all be
trust
fixed.
Me.
Yeah. And she's like screaming. I don't think I would trust that person.
But the thing, but the thing is, he's like stuck in his bed. He has no other choice. He has no other choice.
That's to, be like, to me why it's horror movie esque.
It is. It's like misery. Yeah,
it's terrifying. I'm like really like Lisa. I just want to say like I feel like you brought a whole level of like knowledge about Grace that I wish that we had.
Yeah, I like
I'm blown away.
I really am. This was one of the best interviews we've had.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I could, you know, at least keep up with you guys. You guys do this all the time, and you guys do know so much more about this show than I do. I just have my one little corner. I mean, you got Madison and Derek. I probably know everything about it.
Well, that's great.
You'll be our, ooh, I got it. If we ever need to, like, ask a question about Addison and Derek, you'll be our, like, go-to, like,
yeah, do you have, like, friend? All the facts on them?
Be the attic correspondent. Yeah.
Yes! That's our new
segment. It'll be, like, a segment where we call you and we just, like,
hash things out.
Yeah.
Also ask how you're doing, like how you're dealing with
like current certain things in the episode.
I do want to know on a non-Grey's note, like what other like shows you're into.
Yeah, definitely. Or a show, TV shows or podcasts.
Yeah, because you sound like us. Like when we like things, we like really fucking like things.
Yeah.
Well, like, as I already noted, that my cat is named after Star Trek, so I'm a huge Trekkie.
So, like, old, not like the new, well, maybe you like the new movies, too, but, like, the old.
Like, the show.
Like, old, like, we're talking, like, Next Generation, Voyager.
Yeah. Okay,
the old stuff, yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting in my basement with all my Star Trek stuff. Lately I have been binging Will and Grace.
Ooh, oh, fun.
Going back on Hulu and watching the old ones. I do think I'm going to have to take you up on the suggestion to go watch Private Practice.
Yeah, you got to. It's Addison.
Yeah.
I know. I think you'd end up... I need me some Kate Walsh in my life.
I don't know.
It ends really well, by the way. Like, it's... You'll
yeah, love I was going to say, I think you might be really happy with, like, Addison's character.
Yeah, her arc is awesome.
So anyway. Well, maybe that's what I need. Yeah, like that's pretty much what I'm into. I listen to the Reply All podcast. Does anybody else listen to that?
No,
what's that about?
It's a podcast. It's called A Podcast About the Internet. And it's just these guys who live in New York and they find really random topics that somehow relate to the internet each week and go through and learn stuff about it. It's a really interesting podcast.
Ooh, cool. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, I strongly recommend that. Yeah. Have you guys seen 13 Reasons Why on Netflix?
I had the stomach flu over the 4th of July and I put it on. And so I've made it through the whole series, but I was like in and out of sleep because I had the stomach flu. So I need to rewatch it. Because I really liked it because Kate Walsh is in it.
Right. It's super devastating. And I don't know that I would have stuck through it had it not been for Kate Walsh.
Yeah.
But she's...
She does a really good job.
God, she's so amazing. I wish like the only movie she was in wasn't like Kicking and Screaming so I could watch her in things.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I think she is one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
Yeah, and
oh, for sure.
Yeah. I read the book 13 Reasons Why. Oh, so you did. For some reason, like Jake, my husband, like watched the show in like real fast. I started to watch it, but I think because I know how it ends. Like I knew, you know, like I had.
I don't even think I know how it ends, honestly, because I had the stomach flu. I think I was hallucinating the whole time.
You didn't actually press play.
Yeah, I was not actually watching.
You were watching the menu screen. but yeah, so I didn't actually watch it, but I'll have to do that. Her character still, like, I'm going to say, like, quick spoiler alert, like, hit ahead if you're, you know, don't know. But, like, the episode when she gets drunk and coming up, like,
oh my,
I think it's
God.
Next so season good. Is, like, my favorite episode.
Continental booty call? Oh yeah. My God.
Yes. Yes, it's such a good one. And so I just, like, love her character and, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, season 3, Addison just kills it. Like, mm-hmm. all the stuff she does, you know, with Mark and Alex. And
yeah, it'll be good.
She's a strong woman, for sure.
That's yeah. why we I like can't it. Wait to hear you guys talk all about it.
Yeah, well, we'll probably have to have you on again.
Yeah, because we...
I think you're going to, because I'm going to have opinions about some stuff. Apparently.
We're going to have to call our attic correspondent.
Yeah.
I think I'm the lone attic fan left.
So. Who knows? It hasn't been said in the group, so maybe after people hear this one,
they might hear this episode, and you might have, like, a community of people
a new
that
fan forum.
Circle around yes. you.
Yeah. The Facebook group, yes.
We're going to make, a thread for you attic people.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
But seriously, thank you so much for supporting us. Like, it makes... I can't even believe that people do that. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for making such a great podcast and talking about Grey's and giving me a reason to watch Grey's.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been absolutely wonderful. And thank you for taking time out of your Monday evening in Kansas to chat with us. And we'll definitely keep in touch with you because I feel like we've formed a new friendship
here. I feel like we're friends for sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Lisa. So everyone, this was Lisa, and she's the best. Do we have any what?
Hey, Lisa, do you want to do us the honors of calling time of death?
Do you know how to add 12 to 9? Because it's hard.
It is... time of death is 21:49.
Yes!
Is my math right?
I don't know. We're not even checking.
Yeah, we're just going to say yes. 21:49.
All right, we love you. Thanks for coming on our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.